Okay, today we are Be'ezras Hashem going to finish Maseches Demai and begin Maseches Klayim. So we are holding in the last Mishnah of Maseches Demai, Perek Zayin Mishnah Ches. Says the Mishnah, Mishayilo Eser Shurus Shal Eser Eser Kadayayin. If a person has 10 rows of 10 jugs of wine in each row, Va'amar Shura Chitzona Achas Meiser. And he says that one of the outer rows is Meiser, has Meiser in it. Ve'in Yodua Ezohi. But you don't know which one of the outer rows he was saying has a barrel of Meiser in it. So because meaning if you picture a grid of 10 rows of 10, so it could mean any of the four outer rows, meaning anything that's on the outer surface. So we don't know which of the outer rows did he promise to give one of those kadim as Meiser Rishon. So what do? Notel shtei chavios luchson. Take two barrels that are diagonally across from each other in two of the corners, because any corner barrel is part of two rows, meaning the top right-hand corner barrel is part of the row that's all the way on the right side. It's also part of the row that's all the way on the top. The bottom left-handed corner barrel is a part of the row that's all the way on the left side, and also part of the row that's all the way on the bottom. So if you take those two, you should cover your entire obligation, because no matter which of the four outer rows you meant, it's covered by taking the shtei chavios lochson, by taking these two chavios. Second case of the Mishnah, chatzi shura chitzona achas meiser. What if you didn't say that one of the outer rows, but you said in half of one of the outer rows, I'm going to designate one of these barrels as Meiser Rishon. But then Yodea Izohi, you don't know which half of a row. So each half of a row is five barrels. So there are eight half outer rows. So how do you make sure that you're taking a barrel that is for sure in one of these eight half outer rows? Notel abra chavios mi abra zavios. If you take the four barrels that are in the four corners, because the top left corner is both in the top left, is both in the top row on the left side, and in the left row in the top half. The bottom left one is in the bottom row on the left side, and in the left row on the bottom side. V'chulei, meaning that way you'll cover all by taking four barrels. Each barrel is part of two separate zones, so you are covering all eight zones. Third case, Shura, and by the way, Tos Yom Tov on the actual page in the Yachin Boz Mishnayis, for those who use the Yachin Boz Mishnayis, Tos Yom Tov actually draws this diagram. I'm sure the more modern Mishnayis also draw a diagram, probably a lot nicer than the Tosfos Yom Tov did. It's just easy to see it when it's drawn out in a diagram. Third case, Shura Achas Meiser Ve'in Yodea Ezuhi. If you have, you say that one of the rows, but now you don't specify an outer row, that any one of these rows, there's one row. Now a row is never assumed to be a diagonal. A row is always a straight row, but it could be right to left, or it could be top to bottom, right? So we don't know what you mean by a row, but you're saying one row, there's in one of these rows, there is a single barrel that I'm designated as Meiser, but you don't know which row you designated a single barrel as Meiser in. So notel shura achas lochson. So what you do is you take the diagonal, take a barrel from all the barrels that run in diagonal from one corner to the other, and that way you're getting a barrel from each row, regardless of which way you're cheshbening the rows, whether you're cheshbening the rows top to bottom or left to right. What if you say chatzi shura achas meiser? Again, you're not saying the outer rows over here. In case number four, you're saying half of one of the rows, but it could be an outer row, it could be an inner row, it could be up down, it could be right left. You don't know which one. No tel shtei shuras lochson. So then you make an X and you take all the barrels in the X, and that way you cover every half of a row, and that way you'll end up taking 20 barrels. But that's what you designate as meiser rishon. And then the final case, chavis achas meiser ve'in yodei ezuhi. You just look at this grid of 100 barrels and you say, yeah, one of these barrels is meiser, but you didn't say it's part of a row, you didn't say anything, you just said one of these barrels in this entire mixture is meiser. So notel mikol chavis v'chavis. Then you have no choice but to take whatever you need for chumas meiser from each of the 100 barrels, pour it all into one large container, and designate that as your chumas meiser. So that concludes Maseches Demai, and now we move on to begin. After Salat Maseches Demai, we move on to begin Maseches Kelayim. So, as an introduction to Maseches Kelayim, The Tosfos Yom Tov writes that Akdim Lashon Rambam Sof Perek Alf Milchus Klein V'Zahu. He said, I'll start with the Lashon of the Rambam, because that will help us what the Rambam writes in the end of the first parak of Maseches Klayim, and that is as follows: Hazer Onim Nechlakim L'Gimel Chalakim. That which grows is planted in the ground, and which grows from the ground is divided as far as Klayim is concerned into three parts. Echad mehem hu anikra tavua v'chamisha minei echid maksum asar mavshvel shol v'ashifon. One is called grain, and that includes the chamishas minei dagon from which we can make matzah, and the chamishas minei dagon are the things that are chayiv and challah, the things that can become chametz. Vasheni mehem, the second category, is hu anikra kitnis, that which is beans. Hanechal la'adam chutz mina tavua. Kegon, Apul, Vafonim, Vadoshim, Vadochim, Vaoriz, Vashumshman, Vapargal, Vasapir, Chiotzben, Vashlishimem, and third category, Huanikra, Zeronin, that which is called Zeronin, She'enim, Michael Adam, it's not roe for a person to eat. Vapricha, Losa, Zer, Michael Adam, Kegon, Zera, Habitsalim, Vashuman, Vashuman, Vizera, Chatsi, Vaketzach, Vizera, Levsi, Chiotzben, Vizera, Pishner, Rebechal, Zeronegina. So, this third category, is Zeronim, they're not royal Michael Adam, and the pre of that Zera is a Michael Adam, the Zera of onions and garlics and things of that nature. The Rambam further writes that Einosim Shum Kilei Zroim Ela Zroim Ariel Michael Adam, that the only thing that's included in Kilei Zroim is that which is royal Michael Adam, but that which is bitter and is roots and is only made for refua is not included in Klayim. Now Tosfos Bikiveger points out, not entirely true. There are things that are not royal the Michael Adam that are still included in the Yisra of Klayim. Loniskaven Rabbeinu Lishlol Ela Asavim Hamorim Bilvad. He only really means to say not bitter things, but it could be animal fodder, and it's still considered Maisra, and it's still considered something that's Chayiv in Klayim and Maisros, etc. So now, says the Mishnah in Klayim, Hachitim Vazonim, Chitim and Zonim, wheat and Zonim are Inam Klayim Zabizet. They're considered one min, they're not Klayim with each other. The Bar Tanur explains, because when the Dor HaMabul was Mashchis Darkam, the Oretz also was Mezana Peroseha. So people would plant Chitim, and what came out were Zonin. So because when they would plant Chitim, Zonin is what emerged, therefore they are not Klayim with each other. I think Zonin are translated as Darnel. So they're not Klayim with each other. A lot of these things I'm not going to be able to translate, because you could look in the art school and see what they are. Hasa'orim v'shubalashul, if you have barley and oats, Hakusmin v'ashifon, you have spelt and rye, Hapul vahasapir, if you have regular broad beans and some other type of bean, hapurketan vatofach, or a grass pea and a red grass pea, upul alavan vahashauim, or you have pul alavan, a certain type of bean, and a cow pea, I think it's called, or enum klayim zebzeh. Each of these units, each of these pairs, are not klayim zebzeh. Now, it's interesting, in that category, we said that sa'orim and shibalashuel are not klayim. So the Bar Tanur explains that we're saying things in pairs. Kol hashnuyim b'mishnah zug zug inam klayim zebzeh, echad mizugzeh ve'echad mizugzeh heim klayim zebzeh. However, any item from one pair together with an item from another pair would be klayim with each other, which would mean that oats and spelt are klayim with each other, oats and rye are klayim with each other, barley and spelt are klayim with each other, barley and rye would be klayim with each other. I frek the Bar Tanura, it says in Menachos Daf Ayin that kusmin are min chitim, that spelt is a type of chita, shifon min sa'orim, and shifon, which is rye, is a min sa'orim, but now we're saying that kusmin and shifon are not klayim zebzeh. Why are they not klayim zebzeh? One of them is a type of chitim, and one of them is a type of sa'orim. So he says, hani mili li'inyin chala, shemitzar from zebzeh l'shir chala, avlin klayim av klayim zebzeh. That's as far as chala is concerned, those categories. But as far as klayim is concerned, even two items that are both in the chitim family could be klayim with each other. Whereas when it comes to challah, they would still be mitztaref for a shir challah, for a dough that would be a shir challah. Now Tosfos Rabbi Kiveger points out, well, wait a second. The Mishnah says in the second parak of Trumas that kol shu klayim b'chaveru lo yitru mizeh al zeh, that whatever is klayim one to the other, you can't take truma from one to the other. So he says, I don't dafka din in truma din itelus mina tavua avul challah, and itelus mina isa kol shi isa sein domozul zu mafresh. Mekadesh Mizeh El Zeh. That's only when it comes to Truma, which is taken from grain. But Challah, which is taken from dough, whenever the doughs look similar enough to each other, you could be Mafresh from one to the other. So let's quickly review. The very last Mishnah Maseches Demai discussed a case where you have a grid of 100 barrels, and we had five different cases where you identify a barrel as Meiser. So how do you guarantee that you're fulfilling that which you've identified? Either you identify something from the outer row, something from half of an outer row, something from any row, something from half of any row, or just one barrel in the mixture. And then Mishnah Aleph of Maseches Klayim discussed how Chitim and Zonin are not Klayim with each other, but and then a whole bunch of other pairs of items that are also not Klayim with each other, but any one item from one pair with another item from the other pair is going to be Klayim with each other. Next time we'll pick up with Klayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis.